Jesus is speaking to the chief priests and the elders of the people. And Jesus said, "What is your opinion?" A man had two sons. He went and said to the first, "My boy, go and work in the vineyard today." And he answered, "I will not go," but afterwards thought better of it and went. The man then went and said the same to the second, who answered, "Certainly, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did the father's will? And they said, "The first." And Jesus said to them, "In truth I tell you, tax collectors and prostitutes are making their way into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you, showing the way of uprightness, but you did not believe him. And yet the tax collectors and prostitutes did. Even after seeing that, you refused to think better of it and believe in him." Many of us have a knee-jerk reaction to that passage, and we would agree with the chief priests and the elders that it was the first son who did the will of the father. But it's interesting, Jesus didn't say they were right. And so often we find the second son. We find the second son who might be an addict, alcoholic, drug addict, or whatever. And I think with great pity on how often such a person will say, "Oh, certainly I will do it. The promises made to spouses. The times an addict will go and kneel at his or her parents' grave and promise, 'Look, I will give the stuff up.' And yet somehow seems to fail. All goodwill vanishes. And there are the chief priests and the elders who tell them the right thing to do, who give them very good advice, and they are so right, these chief priests and elders. They're right, but they're terribly right. And then maybe the addict is fortunate enough to meet a Jesus person who says, "Look, I don't have good advice, but I have good news. I have the good news of Jesus. And you come and meet the tax collectors, and you come and meet the prostitutes. You come and meet those who have been in the same dilemma, the same problem as you have." And the miracle that takes place, oh, and it is a miracle. The miracle that takes place, I'm sure for millions of people, where those who are in a similar situation will share their failings, will share their hopes, and will share the little tricks they did in order to avoid this terrible imprisonment. Yes, saying, "I will go," and not going, but then having the courage and the generosity to meet with others is an extraordinary way of finding sobriety, of finding sanity, of finding hope, of finding true life. As you read today's gospel, think of those who are trying to get out of addictive problems. Pray for them and thank God that so many are willing to share their problems, and so to help others. Indeed, Jesus is with them, and they can and will recover.